opinion on the Coca-Cola ad in the Super Bowl or not? A, B, or C? A, yes, B, no, C, I don't care. Maybe that's the way we put it as we get started talking about the things that are in the public eye, the things you need to know, maybe a few facts here and there, maybe a few comments here and there. You have clarification for those who yesterday and the day before that have said, oh, this is terrible. Well, why is it terrible? Oh, well, because the other guy said it was terrible. 888-302-3684. The point is, what do you think? Ken Kessler is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Good Day program in this hour. We'll try to touch into more of the emotions surrounding the conversation of that Coke ad. Things go better with Coke. You know what we should do, Michael, is find as many Coca-Cola ads as you can over whatever the period is. That's the history of Coca-Cola. Whatever recorded ads you can find. We'll just run a whole string of them together and see what people think. Is there emotion attached to the sweetness of the ad or the directness of the ad? Is this the most outrageous ad Coke ever did? Let's get down to brass tacks. I think the people that have created this are very smart. And boy, or I guess there's a little bit of luck involved. Maybe it's the way the moon is or was when this idea was consummated, Kenny. But there are 3 days since the Super Bowl under our belt, and we're still talking about America's Beautiful, the commercial that was sung in various languages. Matter of fact, Michael, why don't we start with that? Why don't you play the ad, and we'll get people's juices flowing again. Those who, I don't want to ever hear that again. Well, if you don't want to hear it again, turn the radio off for 60 seconds. Comments. What's that, Michael? I don't have the cut number. It's whatever the ad it was the other day.
11 from yesterday.
11 times a day here. 888-302-3684. The email address is doug@dougsteffen.com or ken@dougsteffen.com. And then we have facebook.com/Good Day Show. And I guess that's where we'd start, Kenny. Twitter @Good Day. What are our listeners saying? Is it the same thing? Is it 50-50? Is it 40-60? Is it 30-70? For or against? How does it shake out?
It's about half and half. Sandy says that she found the singing in languages other than English kind of disgusting.
Really? Kind of disgusting. And why would that be? What do you find about it that's disgusting? What is there about this that disgusts you? All right, that would be my question for that lady. Go ahead.
Brian says, my ancestors spoke German and probably sang America the Beautiful in their native language before they learned English.
Keyword there, probably. Next.
And Grace says, it's unbelievable how people say they would stop drinking Coke, not because it's unhealthy, but because of a commercial.
Coca-Cola is horrible for you. Remember the old experiment we all did when we were in chemistry class in high school? You put a screw or a bolt or something down the neck of the bottle of Coca-Cola, and the next day it's gone. Or you put a Petri dish out and a penny in the Petri dish. It was dirty. You put the Coca-Cola in with it, and the next day it's clean. Didn't you love doing experiments like that? What happened if you dropped some Coca-Cola into a, let's just say you have a frog, a live frog or a hamster or something? Didn't you ever do those experiments and put Coca-Cola in the next day? The frog's dead. You couldn't do that now because PETA would shut down the school.
You'd be very upset about that.
But those, and maybe you did those at home. You can still do it at home. I'm not suggesting you do it at home at all, as a matter of fact. But it's pretty well known that Coca-Cola is about the worst thing you can put in your body. Between the sugar and the carbon, all of the things that eat your gut. And so, in this circumstance, this thing has become almost laughable. It's almost amusing. It's enjoyable, actually, to listen to people, because most people's decisions that are being made here aren't being made by them. They're being made by somebody else. Somebody else says, that somebody they listen to on the radio, or somebody that they are respectful of, if you will, or who guides them in their political decisions. Do you think, here's the question, this is the important question of the day. If you voted for Barack Obama, do you like the Coke ad? If you voted for Mitt Romney, do you like the Coke ad? How's that? That'll separate the men from the boys, the girls from the women, or the men and women. It's that silly. It is. However, it's kind of better maybe than talking about all the fear surrounding going to the Olympics, and that's something else that's being whipped up this week. So what do you think? Or other things that are important, like how's your child's diet? Do you have your children? How many of you let your children drink a Coke for breakfast, for example? How many even know what their children are drinking for breakfast? Is that a more important question, or is this more important? We tend to wrap ourselves around things that really aren't that important because we can formulate an opinion pretty quickly. I think one of the things that's more interesting is the medical marijuana radio ads that are running in Boston. I want to listen to that instead of listen to the Coke, because I think that'll stir people up. Well, no, maybe it won't. But advertising, you see, one of the other things that's coming out of this is how powerful advertising is on radio and on television. This, if any of you were thinking about advertising on your local radio station and you were wondering about the effectiveness of advertising, especially in the spoken word format that you're listening to now, you were wondering about the effectiveness of advertising, I think maybe your question has been answered. Yeah. This is it, right? I mean, think about this, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy that we're still talking about it so many days after, and about nothing else about the Super Bowl, the game, the halftime show, the other commercials, Bill O'Reilly and President Obama, none of that. All of that's gone.
Yeah.
It's all Coke all the time.
All right, so we'll drum up some of these ads, and we'll have some fun with this, I'm sure, and listen to the series. This is a real problem for Coca-Cola. Really? I wouldn't have thought. If I were running Coca-Cola, I'd be on the phone to the ad company, and I want to know who the people were who came up with this, and I'd be sending them a lot of bouquets. I'd send them $100,000 as a bonus. I'd do all that stuff because that's what this is worth to them. And the more you talk about it, it's kind of like a movie that people don't like. It's fair, maybe not even a good movie, but there's something about it that's controversial, and it comes up, and everybody goes, I got to see that movie. And the conversation continues, and then everybody goes to see the movie. It's that sort of thing. And so it's part of the human condition. So it makes it so much fun. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, 14 after on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase apply. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
888-302-3684. Okay, so former Congressman Alan West said he found the ad disturbing and that Coke ought not to have had it sung. Not only should have had it sung in English, but if they wanted to highlight the diversity of America, they should have featured American service members all over the world. Yeah, we always trump out the service members. What do they get out of it? Others think the entire controversy may have been the intent of Coke. You think? Wow. You think there are people that are that smart? Let's listen to the Coke ad in question from this year's Super Bowl.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for this olas de grano sabar, yo pishina klakoti.
So that's the one in question. Here is one of the best ads for any product in the world that I have ever heard. This is a Coke ad. Yeah, yeah. Do we have it or not? No, doesn't play. Well, this is the best played plants.
Sounded bad.
Nice and bad. The Mean Joe Green ad is what I'm talking about. All right, so you get the basic intent here. It is to get people to figure out what you think the problem is. So listen to some of the talk hosts. One of the things we do in this hour of the Good Day program is focus in on what other talk radio programs are saying, what the hosts are saying, what the callers are saying, what the interest level is. And I'd say the interest level in this is high. So we've got, I don't know, three or four cuts, I think, from various radio programs that will air, and we'll take some calls on it as time allows, whatever you think. And a lot of the input that has come in so far on social media is important as well. 888-302-36, I mean important to whatever degree. 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Coca-Cola ad. We'll talk about the Olympics as we have time.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, 888-302-3684 on Good Day. Well, we tried to you get an A for effort anyway in terms of technology. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but I think a lot of you know what these ads are. You've heard these ads. Let's get a couple of different bits and pieces of sound here. Talk host Chad Hasty talking about the Coke ad. Doesn't think it was that big of a deal at all.
Personally, I really didn't think it was that big of a deal. I don't know about you, and maybe I'm in the minority here, but I really didn't think it was that big of a deal. It's Coca-Cola airing an ad. They know that a bunch of different people who speak English and not English really like their product. They're, in my opinion, they're more pandering to a bunch of different ethnicities and races than trying to make a statement about the United States and that the United States somehow needs to speak a bunch of different languages and we need to allow it. I don't really view it as a political ad. I mean, look, maybe it was. Maybe they were trying to make a political statement, but the United States is a melting pot. We are a nation of immigrants. Now, we can have a debate over whether there needs to be a national language, whether or not English should be the national language. That's fine. We can have that debate. I just don't think Coca-Cola was trying to go there. I think Coca-Cola was trying to do what every other person out there was trying to do during the Super Bowl, at least every other advertiser, and that would be making a name for yourself, and they certainly did that. Look, folks, if you want to be offended by this, I guess you can go ahead and be offended. My personal view on this, I don't have a problem with it. I think most of the folks who are offended by this are the same. Well, they're the same people as those on the left who walk around being offended whenever they see a church. They want to be offended. They want so hard to be offended. Folks, get over it. There are other things that conservatives, Tea Partiers, Democrats, Americans, liberals, there are other things that we can truly be offended about. A Coca-Cola ad is not something that we really need to waste our time on.
All right, so there's one point of view, and I kind of think that's the right approach. Here is Scott Voorhees, who thinks the whole controversy is made up.
Now, I watched that and thought, I'm not, but I'm guessing that some people might raise a stink about that. But yesterday, nothing about the advertisement at all. No one brought it up as being a good ad. No one brought it up as being a bad ad. And no one brought it up as being offended by it. And then I hear, and Rush Limbaugh started talking about it. And I wondered if that was because there were, just like, and we talked about this last week, just like the Facebook post or the tweet or whatever the heck it was by MSNBC that had the Cheerios ad of the multiracial family, and the MSNBC person put out there and said, oh, a multiracial family pitching Cheerios during the Super Bowl is going to drive those conservatives nuts. Well, that was not based on anyone having anything negative to say about seeing a black guy and a white woman with a multiracial child sitting there. I guess the commercial was talking about how a new baby brother or sister is on the way. So MSNBC person tweets or puts a Facebook post out there that this is going to drive the conservatives crazy. Seeing the multiracial family certainly did not drive me crazy. But they just assumed that people would have a problem with it. Well, I wonder if all these people saying, oh, Coca-Cola had people of different ethnicities singing America the Beautiful in six different languages. That's going to drive people nuts. Well, is it truly driving people nuts, or is it kind of like the MSNBC thing? They just assume the worst of you. They just assume, and I'm sure there's a few people out there that went all boss hog on that ad. Ooh, I can't believe that they've got people in different languages. You sing America the Beautiful in English in this country. This is America. Actually, it's America. This is America. We sing in English in America.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, uses directed.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We haven't gotten to the several things yet because we're still involved in the original controversy about Coca-Cola's ad and what you think and what others think. 888-302-3684, relying on comments that are coming on Facebook and Twitter. You know what? What Rush Limbaugh said about Coca-Cola, the reference was made by Scott Voorhees earlier on. He's on KFAB in Omaha. We're listening, as we always do in this hour, to various bits and pieces of radio programs and sometimes news talk television shows as well, with newsmakers or hosts making points and or trying to get their point across and seeing how that influences your opinion. So what I want to know more than what Rush Limbaugh had to say about Coca-Cola was the announcement yesterday that was made that Sandra Fluke, who was the Georgetown law student, about whom so much was made, and I know Sandra Fluke and the Limbaugh comment cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars last year in advertising revenue, and I'm interested now that all of the smoke has settled from that, that she's decided, or apparently is thinking about it. I'm not sure whether she's decided or she actually has, she's thinking about it. It was announced here in Los Angeles last week that Henry Waxman, longtime congressman and really, really bad. He's a horrible guy, in my opinion, horrible congressman, is retiring. So Ms. Waxman, in the finest sense of American carpetbagging, she was raised actually in Los Angeles, and then Waxman was raised in Los Angeles. She was not. She was raised in Pennsylvania, moved here with her husband who works in the entertainment business. And now thinks, hey, this would be cool. We'll talk about, what, birth control? Every time her name comes up, there are two things that follow it. Birth control and Limbaugh. Right? So did Limbaugh say anything? Anybody listen to Limbaugh yesterday? Did he say anything about Sandra Fluke running?
I didn't see anything anywhere or hear anything. I didn't listen to Rush's show yesterday, but I didn't hear anybody else referencing it.
I can't imagine you wouldn't say something about it. 888-302-3684. Okay, let's go back to the Coca-Cola ad, Kenny. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen with Greg Knapp now, explaining his problem with Coke's Super Bowl ad. If you're just joining us, this has been the number one discussion on the news talk radio programs around the country that we monitor, and it has been one of those great things. Great can be defined in a number of ways. and what I say as a broadcaster is whatever gets people's attention, gets people to think, gets people to comment, that's what's good radio. So is this good radio? Listen to Greg Knapp. You figure it out.
To me, it goes to a core issue in America. Are we a melting pot or are we a balkanized nation? We're supposed to be the great melting pot. You're supposed to have people come in from all around the world. And when they come here not just to make money, but they come here for the idea of America. They come here to become American. They come here to believe that we are all created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They're supposed to come here to understand the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're supposed to come here to understand it's different here. And the reason that we have been so blessed is because of what these founding documents stand for and what America stands for. And part of that is becoming American. Not just, well, I live in America, but I'm really Chinese. I live in America, but I'm really English. I live in America, but I'm really Italian. I live in America, but I'm really from Zimbabwe. I live in America, but I'm really from Cuba. No, I'm an American. I have moved here. I have become American. And that starts with learning our language. And that starts with understanding that you're supposed to melt into our society. The problem is, that Coca-Cola ad didn't sound like it was all about melting. And in fact, if you look at one of their behind-the-scenes videos that Coca-Cola has up about the ad, one of the women in the ad says this: "We don't get to pick and choose whether America should be diverse or not. It is diverse. We need to celebrate all the different diversities. We need to celebrate all the different diversities." See, and once again, I think people like you and me, we're tired of hearing that we've got to celebrate the differences. Why don't we celebrate the commonalities? See, all of us around the world have commonalities. We all want the opportunity to live our life the way we want to. We all want life, liberty, and we all want to pursue happiness. We all want the best for our children. We all want the same things. Those are our commonalities. We should be celebrating our commonalities. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with having all these other differences. But when you say celebrate the differences, to me, what you're really saying is that's more important than the commonalities. It turns E pluribus unum on its head. E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. Instead, out of one, many. No.
Craig, have a drink. Drink a glass of Coca-Cola. You'll be okay. 888-302-3684. All right, so let's listen to one more sort of shakeout on this. This is a news anchor in Atlanta, Georgia, named Brenda Wood. She had what could be the last word, maybe this ought to be the last word on this controversy.
The ad features America the Beautiful sung in different languages, highlighting families of different backgrounds, including a gay family. But outrage quickly grew on Twitter with the hashtag Speak American, and some even calling for a boycott of Coke products. Well, first of all, this is Coca-Cola's brand, always has been. Remember the 1971 ad, I'd like to teach the world to sing, with people from all around the world holding hands? At least some of us of a certain age do. Coca-Cola has always been about inclusion, and they clearly know how to get people talking about their brand. But the fact that people are outraged over this ad is outrageous itself. People indignant that others would have the audacity to sing America the Beautiful in a language other than English when America was built on opening its arms to the world. The quote on the Statue of Liberty doesn't say, "Give me your English-speaking only Christian-believing heterosexual masses." It says, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, tempest-tossed." Have we forgotten that every one of us Americans, except for Native Americans, are descendants of foreigners? That the English language is from England? What makes America different from everywhere else is that we are a melting pot. We are not homogenous. It is our diversity that built this country. How dare there be indignation over the very thing that makes us great? And why not honor the beauty of that in song? What's so sacrosanct about this song that it can't be sung in other languages, by other ethnicities, by those of diverse religions and diverse lifestyles? A relevant question, considering the words of America the Beautiful were penned by a gay woman, Catherine Lee Bates, in 1895, an English professor at Wellesley who also wrote lovingly of her longtime committed relationship with another woman. America the Beautiful, by any other language, is still America the Beautiful.
A gay woman from Wellesley? Who knew that? My God, tear up the... all of the, anything you can find that references America the Beautiful, tear it up and throw it away. Can you imagine, first of all, can you imagine anybody who's a lesbian going to Wellesley? Secondly, can you imagine anything more un-American than a gay woman writing the words to America the Beautiful? You see how foolish this gets? This gets really foolish. And the more you dig into it, the more foolish it gets. Especially when you think about some of the other things that were going on during the Super Bowl. How many people have heard the story about the 16 juveniles who were forced into prostitution, teenagers, missing prior to the Super Bowl in New York? Officials say the children ranged in age from 13 to 17 were found in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. 50 women were forced to work as prostitutes altogether. And some of them were underage. The women and children were forced to travel to New York City. The FBI and its partners remained committed to identifying these victims and to hold accountable those who exploited them for financial gain. Authorities said the Super Bowl and other big sporting events provide lucrative opportunities each year for sex traffickers. Apparently, this is a problem every year, Kenny, no matter where the Super Bowl is. This is something that is far more interesting, far more important to discuss, yes or no? Any comments about any of this on Twitter or Facebook, Kenny?
I didn't see anything.
No. Have you even heard the story before I just brought it up?
I saw maybe a headline about it or something, but mm-hmm. I didn't hear any talk about it.
No. Well, it's not worth talking about because it's not as important as the ad, is it? Trafficking children and women as sex slaves, that's not as important as the Coca-Cola ad. Of course not. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. 888, all right, so enough of that. Moving on to the Olympics. And whether to go or not to go, or whether, they'll have them. But is there going to be a problem? NBC already, if you watch the primetime schedule last night, NBC is awash in stories and coverage and the focus for them is all about the money and all about the investigation into, but you won't see a word about the problems that there, is there anything that can be done about this at this point in time? No. You're going to go, you're going to go. I think it's held a lot of people back, frankly. But anyway, let's talk about the Olympics in a moment. Stand by 16 before the hour on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, let's move on into the Olympic discussion. Whether the Russians are ready for the Olympics seems to be the focus of a lot of conversation, including this bit from a program hosted by Wayne Cabot and Steve Scott, talking here to CBS's Steve Futterman.
Russia is spending $50 billion for these games. What are they getting for all that money?
Well, we'll know in a couple of weeks. They're getting lots of attention. They're going to get some of the top athletes in the world. I just arrived here a few hours ago, and one of the big stories we've been hearing about, and it is true, we've seen this in other cities too, but maybe not quite like what we're seeing in Sochi. Some of the media hotel facilities, not quite complete. In fact, I just had a technician here to start my heater in my room, which wasn't working at 1 a.m. It's 1 a.m. in the morning here in Sochi. So it's not quite what you would expect it to be just a couple of days before. They're rushing to get things complete. I mean, one thing the IOC and the Sochi officials don't want are media reports day after day, reporters complaining of their conditions. They want people to talk about the winners, who's competing. And this is something that they really don't want us to be reporting on. They'd rather us focus on something else. But until the work is complete, if these things keep happening, you'll hear people report on these things.
All right, Steve. So reporters don't have any water or glass in their windows. But what about the athletes in the Olympic Village? Better conditions there?
We believe that they do have facilities that are essentially complete. They are not necessarily fancy, but that goes along with Olympics in other cities too. But they give them the basic things that they need. I've heard no complaints from athletes so far. Again, I've only been here a few hours, but have met some of them. In fact, I flew on the plane. One of my the person sitting next to me was the driver from the Jamaican bobsled team who will be appearing in the Olympics. A lot of people are still arriving. Everything should be in place, though, for Friday night's opening ceremony. That will almost assuredly be spectacular. And then we'll see about other things. If the facilities for other events, the hockey events, the speed skating, the figure skating, how complete those are.
A lot of serious-looking people with guns?
We have seen lots of law enforcement officials. They are very apparent. They are very visible. And I think the Russian government wants it that way.
Meanwhile, tons of journalists are all over Twitter complaining about the conditions there. 51 after the hour, and good day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Ken Kessler. We are here to blog, in a manner of speaking. That's an interesting word, and it sort of is a catch-all, I think, Kenny, isn't it? When you think about blogging, what's blogging? It's just a conversation, isn't it? Wouldn't you say what's going on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and any of these other things that people connect to is an extended, you can go to websites and blog, but isn't that what this is? Isn't that sort of a general definition of a conversation?
In a very general definition.
Yeah. All right. What's the specific definition of blogging?
A blog is, it's short for weblog, and it's almost like a diary, but it's just online.
You mean,
it's your
like
thoughts.
On Facebook, people say, I just got to the supermarket, I'm buying bananas.
No, that's just a little, just a little status, a little.
My niece does that.
Yeah.
I just arrived at the store, and I'm buying a six-pack of beer.
And here's a picture of me at
right.
the store.
Yeah, hooray. All right, immigration reform, another conversation that pits, it used to pit Republicans against Democrats. Now it pits Republicans against Republicans, as we hear in this conversation. Host Eddie Huff with Pat Campbell talking about the Republican shift, that is those who are in Congress, the shift on immigration.
We were talking about the America the Beautiful Coke Act.
Yes.
And Rush Limbaugh made a comment on his program yesterday that he thinks the GOP may be behind that.
Really?
The GOP leadership. And if you've listened to or watched and seen this new GOP pro-immigration reform TV ad, I may be inclined to agree with him. Remember that.
House Republicans have a conservative solution to fix our broken immigration system. The plan? Step 1, secure the border and tough employment verification. Step 2, anyone in America illegally undergoes a criminal background check. Step 3, pay fines, taxes, and learn English. No amnesty. But a chance at the American dream for those brought here as children. Step by step, House Republicans want to fix the immigration problem, which will strengthen our economy.
Now, how does that sound any different from what the Democrats say they want to do? what they say they want to do. I'm not talking about what they're going to do. What they say.
First of all, I don't think I've ever heard a Democrat say that they wanted to tighten the borders.
No, they do. They say that. That's the problem. They say it. But when it comes down to it, they vote against it.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. I mean,
no.
As far as that goes.
That's exactly right. But this is a GOP ad essentially saying that, to me, it's the same thing as the liberal or progressive. I mean, you're talking about not the radical ones who just say, just open them up and let everybody walk in. But the others say, yeah, we'll control the borders and we'll fine, make them pay fines. Those that are criminals will be sent home. But the Dream Act, anybody that came here as a child gets an automatic pass. So this to me is essentially the same. This could be a Democrat ad. The Democrats could run this same ad, but it's not. It's Americans for a conservative direction.
Oh.
It's a heavy dose. It's going to be airing nationally, a heavy dose on Fox News.
All right. So let's counter that with a conversation Lauren Kahn and Ann DeVellantes had with Peter Brooks on their program about the latest security concern. Whoops, wait a minute, that's the wrong info. It's Jimmy Barrett talking to analyst Kamala Clifton about the shift in policy by the Republicans on immigration reform.
Am I missing something here, Cameron? Because I don't hear a hue and outcry from the conservative audience.
I tell you what, if there's a cry from the conservative base, and it would do all Republicans well to remember that the base really is more conservative than they, it's not to address immigration. There's so many more things that are, and some of them actually are linked to immigration, like job creation, overregulation, overtaxation, all those things that we yell about every day. But I think this is another one of those things where they are pushing something towards us that they think we'll like if they promise a fence, or if they promise that there'll be border security before they do any of the other sort of more squishy things.
Nobody trusts them on the border security issue.
Thank you. In unison, we can say that. I believe you could have stopped it. Nobody trusts them, but nobody trusts them on border security for sure. We're sort of like, Lucy and Charlie Brown. They keep pulling they promise that they will do this, but then they start talking about virtual fences and enhanced interior enforcement and improved visa controls. Well, you know what? Those are just dodges and misdirections. This is a scam.
It's a scam. Wow.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.